The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Andre's Bistro and Bar in Las Vegas, where you should be. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food in each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Australia, from Baja California, from Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest artist is here, and they're ready to taste our wines, which they're pouring as we speak, and a little bit of food that the chef has put together to pair with those wines. You're going to believe how nice it is when you have an opportunity to find a little bit about it. Wines du Jour has been offering information about food and wine pairing for quite some time, and we appreciate your listening. Tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you're going to discover more about food pairings with wine for the future. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. You need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast, and wine tasting is a sensory examination and evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour, a food and wine radio broadcast, is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio, and is also available on several worldwide internet systems around the globe, and we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and it doesn't matter if the glass is half full or half empty. There's clearly room for more wine. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with information and great taste right here from Wines du Jour. But first, I want to talk with a gentleman from the wine supplier this evening called Locations. A location sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? Well, it is, but the name is something that's going to be a little bit confusing because these people have just taken the wine industry by leaps and bounds, and they're doing things a little bit different. You're going to find out a little bit about that by the man that makes it all happen. His name is Dave Finney, and Dave is with us on the phone. Dave, are you there?
I am, Les. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Hey, thank you very much for taking the time to come spend with us. Talk a little bit about Locations, because I think you've got a great idea, and it's not only unusual, but most people won't believe what they hear when they do hear it.
Sure, sure. So Locations came about with an idea towards making a wine in any one location, be it a country, a region, a state, without having any rules, basically. So it's non-appellated, non-vintage, non-varietal, and it allows us to take down, call it an entire country, Spain, France, Italy, and without having any sort of constraints or rules, just try to make the best possible wine we can make, and year in, year out, and make it consistently sort of taste the same way.
Well, I think it's a great concept. And I have to tell you, you've done a beautiful job with it. You know, we don't think about all the different varietals that are available in each and every country and how unique those countries are, not because of the country itself or the language that they speak, but mostly we're talking about, when it comes to wine, we're talking about terroir or the soil condition and the weather, how cold it gets, how hot it gets, how windy it gets, how dry it gets, etc. And all those things make a difference as to how the grapes that grow there taste. And when you blend those different grapes or varietals together, you end up with something that I think is very good, and Locations has just turned out to be an expert at it. And I want to commend you on that, if you don't mind. We've got about a minute before we go to the break, Dave. But I just want to say that the three wines that we have this evening, one of them is the Spanish blend, one of them is a French blend, and the third one is an Italian blend. So wait till you get a chance to taste them. They're pouring the first one to our guests here this evening as we speak, and they're going to get a chance to taste it. We'll talk about it when we come back. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here. We're at Andres Bistro and Bar here in the Las Vegas area. And I have to tell you, Andres is named after a personal friend of mine for the last probably 40 years. When he first opened his first restaurant, which was downtown Las Vegas on, I believe it was 4th Street. And just to let you know, Andre Rashad is his name. And Andre has partners now, and they're just doing such a beautiful job with a couple restaurants here in town. And Andre's here is no exception. It's very, very good. The chef in the kitchen really knows what he's doing. And wait till you get a chance to pair some of the food that the chef's pairing along with our wines. But let's talk a little bit more with Dave about the wine. The first wine being your location's F4, which is the French blend. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, that it has Grenache and Syrah, along with a little sort of assorted Bordeaux varietals blended together. And the taste of this is absolutely outstanding. And before I give you a chance to talk, I want to tell everybody that's listening, you can buy this bottle of wine, believe it or not, for $20 almost anywhere. Okay? Could you tell us a little bit about the wine?
Sure, yeah. It's kind of apropos that we're talking about that wine right now because I flew in maybe 4 hours ago. I was just in Paris, and I flew out there to make the final blend for what would be F5 for the next vintage. And you're absolutely correct, Les. It's Grenache from the south of France, some Syrah from Provence, as well as the Côte d'Aron, and then assorted sort of Bordeaux varietals from Bordeaux. And it's really exciting. As I mentioned earlier, when you can sort of strip out all the rules, and just as a winemaker, you rarely get the opportunity to just sort of go nuts and make the best possible wine you can make.
Right, that's true. Well, now the chef, I just want to mention what the chef has done here to pair with it, because I don't know if you're familiar with it, Dave, but we've been doing this show every Thursday for just a little short of 17 years.
Wow.
We have a nice nice invited guest audience here of about 35 people that are hungry and thirsty, and they're dying to find out a little bit more about your wines and, of course, the pairing that the chef has done to go along with it. What he's put together is a little bit of a lamb chopper. We'll talk about that in depth when the food gets out. Along with, he's added now, a little grilled pork and tomato skewers. So you got almost a meal, I think, by the time the evening's over, even though we're supposed to have 3 to 5 bites to taste for each one of the three wines. By the time we're finished with all those three, you probably aren't going to run over next door at the restaurant and have dinner, because you're going to be full. That's not a bad thing at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's good. And the nice thing also is your wine should be, if I'm not mistaken, probably in the low 60s, high 50s in terms of temperature. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you know, the old adage is that, you know, wine used to be served at room temperature, and room temperature used to be a lot cooler than it is now. So
absolutely.
you know, that is, to your point, in that 50 to 60 degree Fahrenheit level is exactly where they should be. You know, that's exactly what we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've talked quite a bit over the years about how to get the wine that you're going to serve at the temperature that you should have it at. And most everybody just automatically puts it in the refrigerator, whether it's white wine or red wine. And I talk about that quite a bit, and I'm going to give you my little thought about that, and you can agree or disagree with me if you would when I finish here. And I'm going to say the white wines should probably be in the refrigerator for a couple days before you're going to serve it, but you need to take it out of the refrigerator about 30 to 40 minutes before you're going to open it up and drink it. That'll give it a chance to warm up, because most people don't know what the temperature of their refrigerator is. I'm just going to tell you that it's probably like the most universal temperature of 39 degrees. No, it's not 40, and it's certainly not 41. If it's 41, everything's going to get moldy and not so good. So 40 would be the highest temperature, and it's just kind of risky to do that. On the other hand, you don't want it colder either. You don't want it down to 36 or 37 because it's too cold, and it'll end up icing, and it takes so much more time to get to what we call room temperature by today's standards, which is not what your temperature in your apartment or your house is, but we're talking about somewhere in the 60s, generally speaking, not 70s, yep. And certainly not 30s, correct?
Yep. No, I couldn't agree with you more, and I think you nailed it there with bringing the white wines out earlier, because I think often white wines are served too cold and red wines are served too warm. Because,
I agree.
That room temperature adage has changed quite a bit, you know, over the last 50 years, call it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, now, white wines I just mentioned, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about red wines, because they need to come out of the refrigerator a little bit quicker, or for a longer period of time before you're going to drink them. So if it's 39 degrees when you take it out of the refrigerator, my suggestion is, if you can, take the cork out or unscrew the cap, whatever the case may be, and let it sit on the counter. Now, I don't want to give you the misconception that because you take the cap off of the bottle or pull the cork that it's going to breathe. Folks, wine does not breathe sitting in the bottle. You can let it sit there for 2 hours. It'll taste exactly the same as when you pulled the cork or took the cap off. The only way to get it to improve would be to pour it into something, another dish or another bottle or another something or another, to where it has an opportunity to aerate the wine as it's poured into that vessel. That's the proper way to do it. And then I would suggest that you can do it about an hour ahead of time. Before you're going to drink it. In an hour's time, it'll get from 39 up to the 50s or so. And by the time you pour it and get it in your hands and take a drink, it's going to be just about the perfect temperature. If anything, maybe 2 or 3, 4 or 5 degrees cooler than it needs to be. But the second or third sip, it's going to be perfect. So, again, we don't want it too warm. As Dave mentioned, that's what some people do, is they allow red wines to be too warm and cold wines for the whites. And that's just not so good either. So anyway, that should take care of that, I think, pretty well. They're bringing the food out now to pair with these wines, and I think you're going to find that the taste and flavor are going to melt together very, very well. How long have you been making wines, Dave?
This will be our 22nd harvest. making me feel old here.
Well, I have to tell you, this concept that you have, locations concept of going out and going to a country, in the case of our first wine this evening is from Spain, the tasting of varietals in that area of Spain, the whole area, not just one region. And that's the beautiful, unique part about locations. They take the wines that they think are going to blend well with 2 or 3 other wines from that same region, and then blend them together, and they come up with the locations for Spain, as an example, or France, they do the same thing, or the United States, and so on. So it's a great concept and something completely new, you know, because mostly we talk about wines that come from, as an example, American wines coming from California. Well, that's the only place the wines come from, generally, is California, whether it's north or middle or even some of the southern wineries that we have. In California, which incidentally they have over 4,300 bonded wineries in California. So there's a lot of choices, if you know what I'm saying. On the other hand, we can't ignore Oregon or Washington either. There's a lot of beautiful wines coming out of both of those states. And the weather condition and so on in those areas is conducive to growing grapes that they're actually harvesting. You know, you can't just say, okay, I like Tempranillo, and just go plant it anywhere you want. I mean, you could do that, and it's been done by winemakers for years, but not successfully. And when I say not successfully, is you'll never end up with a beautiful bottle of wine when you have mediocre grapes going into the system itself. I know that one of the things that Dave and his staff do is they are extremely particular about getting the grapes that they want. They work out with people that grow grapes for a living that don't necessarily want to make wine, but they grow the grapes to make wine. And they make a nice relationship, and then they can use those people each year, assuming that the grapes are in the same quality or better than the year before. And that's pretty much your concept, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. We try to, you know, partner, if you will, with either grape growers or winemakers, again, all over the world, and create a style, whatever style that is, and then maintain consistency of that style. And the easiest way to do that as a winemaker is to have more geographic diversification, meaning that we have, you know, an entire country, an entire region to work with, as well as many different growers, so that we don't succumb to, you know, the whims of every different, I would say, weather pattern or what have you on any given vintage. So it really allows us to, again, create that style and then maintain it year in, year out, so that basically, so we're not disappointing the end user, the consumer.
Well, this Spanish red wine blend that you have put together is excellent. The structure is just about as perfect as you're going to get. I love the fact that it's got some nice currants and some of the vanilla that comes, of course, from the oak barrels that it's aged in, blackberries. And what I like also for a nice light blend, if you will, it has a long lingering finish, and that just means that you can still taste it after you swallow it for a given period of time, and that's something that we really enjoy doing, and generally tells you that the wine is made very, very well, which this certainly is. The grilled pork and tomato skewers, everybody's just sucked them up like they're going out of style because it pairs so well with that. I'm sorry you have to listen to this, Dave, because you're missing out on something that's really good.
Getting jealous here.
What are some of the things that you like to serve with your Spanish blend? Do you have anything in particular that you look forward to serving with that wine, or do you just like to sit down and enjoy it by itself?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both, and you mentioned the skewers, but definitely grilled meats. That wine seems to lend itself very well, being a large portion of it being from the sort of Catalonian region of Spain, where the you know, tapas and also the different types of grilled meats and sausages are from. It definitely leans towards that. Towards that food pairing, but it goes well with seafood as well. But definitely, I would if it were me, I prefer to drink there. When I do drink it, I prefer to drink it with grilled meats, especially lamb.
Okay, well, that's not a bad idea. Red meat, and my suggestion, speaking of red meat, is if you're going to do that with this type of a wine, is to maybe consider pork as opposed to beef. Now, they both taste great and they both blend very well, but the pork has a little bit different taste to it that I think blends even better with a nice red wine like this is than if it was beef. It's still very, very good, don't get me wrong, either way, but I think it's very nice with the pork. And then the skewer part of it is great. You can put it on the grill, and you can add tomatoes, and you can add onions, you can add all kinds of other things, bell peppers and what have you, to kind of end up with a meal as opposed to just having a couple bites of meat with a sip of wine. So we got to go to a break. Dave, I want to thank you very much for spending time with us today. I'm going to let you go. I know you're busy. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here when we come back on Wines du Jour at Andre's Bistro and Bar in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be back in just a moment.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Android, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Life TV.
This is today's entertainment answer. What does John Travolta say about taking on the title role of his new film, Gotti?
The scenes where he's in prison and dying from cancer and he's giving his integrity and thought process to his son, it's filled with dimension and dichotomies. I love the through line of a reflection of a life back to his younger years and how he evolved. That was very effective.
Look for Gotti in theaters June 15th. For this entertainment answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, racebooks, sportsbooks, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Here tonight are really exceptionally good and very tasty. The temperature, incidentally, of these wines is about perfect, just in case you're not sure whether it should have more of a chill to it or no chill at all. And just taste the wine that we have poured for you, and you can kind of tell the temperature of it. And that's what we're looking for. So when you're at home, trying to do the same thing if you can. Wine number two this evening. Oh, before we go to wine number two, I always talk about the alcohol percentage in the wines. And I just need to tell you that wine number one tonight, the alcohol percentage is 14.5. Now, that's getting up there to not too high, but right at the level that you want to have it pair well with food. If it gets much higher than 15 or 15 and a half, then it doesn't pair with food very well. So we're right on the cusp, so to speak, and the taste and flavor, I think, is very good. And again, I want to remind you that you can buy this at your local retail store for $20 a bottle. Very, very good. Okay, on to wine number two, which is what we call French red wine. And that just means that all the grapes in the bottle came from France. Not one specific region, but a little bit of different regions in France, which I think is the great thing that Locations has done, coming up with the concept of doing that, because frankly, other wineries do not do that whatsoever. And tonight, wine number two is a combination of Grenache, Syrah, and a little bit of Bordeaux. Bordeaux just means that that's the area of France, and they grow three or four different varietals there, and they use a little bit of each of them, along with the Syrah and Grenache, to make this beautiful wine. It's French wine, they call it, and they call it F4. On the label, it just says a big F, and that stands for F4, which is the way that Locations designates their wine, something completely different. And inside the bottle is a blend of, as I mentioned, Grenache, Syrah, and assorted Bordeaux together. The percentage of alcohol in this one is as high as we're going to go this evening, thank goodness, and that is 15.0%. So that's about maximum of what we like to see to pair with food. So that'll work out really well. And the food, incidentally, the chef has put together a little coq au vin on a crostoni. Okay, that's a little piece of French bread. That's what crostini is, along with a little bit of grilled asparagus, a little ricotta on a rye toast. So that's going to be perfect to go along with this. And I think that'll make this taste even better, if that's possible. Now, this wine that you're tasting as we speak, that's the number two wine, the French red wine, is pretty tasty in itself. It has a raspberry and a rhubarb, a little strawberry, a lot of nice fruits, along with a little tobacco and some cranberry. And it has what I think is a very nice tannin. In other words, it has some body to it, but it's not overpowering. And when you swallow it, it's very, very, very nice. It's not a long lingering finish necessarily, but it's very comfortable, if you know what I'm saying. It retails for $20 also, and is available all across the country. So yeah, wherever you are, you can go to your local store. Incidentally, any of the wines that we feature on Wines du Jour, if you go to your local retail wine store and ask about them, and they say, we don't carry that, tell them you want them to get some. They can get it from their local distributor. Every wine that we have is available through a distributor somewhere in the United States, in each town. So there's no reason for them not to have it once you let them know you want it. They don't, you know, there's many, many wines. As I said earlier, there's 4,300 wineries in California alone. So you know your local retail store can't carry all of those. So they carry the ones they think are going to sell the best, or the ones that they like the best, or whatever reason they choose to have as inventory in their store. But if you want something that they don't have, they can get it for you. So don't just say, oh, my goodness, I can't get it, and go home. Tell them you want it. You want one bottle or two bottles or three or whatever you might want. Ask them how much it's going to be. They'll tell you they don't know. That's good. Then they find out that their distributor has it. They'll find out what the costs are. They can answer your questions and get you the wine in just a few days. And that's what I think is a very good deal. Yeah. Okay, so strawberry and tobacco. That sounds a little weird for wine, but it's definitely there. The tobacco is something that you can pick out pretty easily, if you will, once you've recognized it. You know, almost any of the things that we talk about as far as flavors and tastes and so on in wine is not necessarily something you're going to pick up right automatically. you're going to have to think about it and so on. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, on how to taste wines, when we come back from our break. So we'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. We are actually located at Andre's Bistro and Bar here in Las Vegas. And it's actually in the southwest part of the Las Vegas area. Easy to find, right on the main drag. And the food here is very, very good. The choices is what I like about it. You know, I mentioned earlier about Andre Rashad and so on and so forth, but I can just tell you that the chef here is a superior chef that you wouldn't find in a typical restaurant that's not in a hotel, if you know what I'm saying. Chris Bueller is his name, and Chris is going to come out and talk with us before the end of the program. Just to give you an insight of how good he is and how he thinks. But the food, we can tell, he thinks pretty good because the food is just very, very nice. Simple, but tasty. And this Christini is something that I think is very, very good. Now, let me just mention something to you. We have two things that the Italians make that put it on a piece of bread. One of them is called a crostini. The other one is called a bruschetta. Now, what the hell's the difference? It's still the same kind of bread, and it's been toasted. Well, here's the reason that there's a different name. The crostini is toasted in the oven. The bruschetta is on the grill. What's on it makes no difference. It's just the bread has been toasted either in the oven or on the grill. Crostini or bruschetta. Now you know more than most Italians when it comes to some type of an appetizer, because crostini or bruschetta is certainly an appetizer. It's served at the beginning of the meal, if you will. These today are very tasty, or at least I think they are. This grilled asparagus with ricotta is very good. The chef is kind of creative. He's taken the ricotta and put it on a little piece of bread and taken the asparagus and grilled it and then sliced it into small pieces and laid it on top of the cheese. Boy, what a nice, innovative way. Looks great, but the taste is definitely there. And, of course, along with that comes the location's French red blend that we're tasting as we speak, and I think it's very, very good. It's got some really good tannin to it, which I think makes it a really nice wine to not only drink by itself, but also to go along with a little bit of food. I like the cranberry and the tobacco. I know I mentioned it a couple times earlier, but it just kind of stands out in this particular wine. And of course, red berries, that would be raspberries, red berries of whatever kind, strawberries even, is all in this particular wine. We're going to go to a break here in a couple minutes, and when we come back, we're going to talk about wine number three, because we always feature three wines each program on Wines du Jour. And all three of these, like we normally have, is all from the same winery. In this case, today, the winery is one that you most likely haven't heard about before. It's called Locations. That's the name of the wines, okay? So they have locations they call it E5, which is the code for Spanish in their language. And the one that we're tasting as we speak is French, and it is F4, and it has a big F on the label. In the front, and with the first one, the E5 has a big E on the label. It's kind of wild. It's very different, but I tell you, it's very tasty. And last, the one that we're about to get has a big I on the label, and that stands for the Italian Red Blend. Make sense? Yeah. And tasty. It'll be out in just a few moments. The number two, as I mentioned earlier, is a combination of Grenache, Syrah, and a little bit of Bordeaux blend, all added together to making this is pretty good. And mention again, because all three wines, as it turns out, to be sell for the same retail price, and that is $20 each. Not so shabby at all. So the first wine that we had was a Spanish one, $20, 14.5 alcohol percentage. The second one is also $20, but it's 15.0. percent alcohol, which is about maximum to go along with food, but the chef has done a great job in pairing this food with that particular one. And then number three that we're going to be pouring here in just a few minutes is the Italian blend, and it's 14.5% alcohol, so it's a little less than the others, but it's also $20 retail, and it goes really well with a number of things. I'm going to talk about that when we get to that wine. The number two wine, I mentioned the strawberry and the tobacco and so on, but it's really nice to have something that has what I think is a good tannin, which means it's very food-friendly. And food-friendly, to me, is an important thing for wine. I know most people think of wine as something just to drink, and that's okay, and we certainly do that. But I prefer a wine that has a little bit of consistency with it that goes preferably with food as well. Whether you can drink it by yourself or you can drink it with some food. And that's what I think is the best thing, because my theory here on Wines du Jour is that wine is food. And I used to say, a meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration. From casual gatherings to formal affairs, wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and enjoy yourself with a little bottle of wine and a glass. Now, when it comes to glasses, you need to know that there are glasses that are made specifically for certain types of wine. And I know it sounds a little prudish, and I don't mean it to be that way, because you can drink wine out of a water glass, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, if you're Italian, that's probably what you've been doing all your life, because most Italians drink their wine out of their water glasses. That's just the way it is. They don't have quote-unquote wine glasses. But wine glasses are made in different ways, and most of the good ones have a stem. We know, we call that the handle. The stem and the bowl on top of the stem is very big for red wines and medium size for white wines. That's a way to tell the difference. Can you drink white wine in a big bowl? Absolutely. Can you drink red wine in a small bowl? Absolutely. You drink whatever you like, because we say in the wine business, drink what you like. Got to go to a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Do you know where to get linguine and clams delivered at 3 in the morning? It's the Bootlegger Italian Bistro on the South Strip. Dennis Bono loves the calamari fritti, and Anthony Bourdain loves Mama's pasta and meatballs. I'm Lorraine Hunt Bono, and I love all of Mama's recipes, especially when I'm having dinner with Dennis.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, Las Vegas Boulevard in Robbindale. The best food and gaming 24/7, where parking is always free.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803. 8803.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. We're about to go with wine number three, and wine number three is pretty good. It's an Italian blend, and so it has three Italian varietals blended together. Now, I'm going to tell you what they are, and chances are you don't know what they are. You never heard of it before. On the other hand, you might have, and that's a good thing. But that's three different varietals blended together. Negro Amaro. Ever heard of that before? Negro Amaro? No? Okay. How about Nero Diavola? Uh-huh. Not again. Here's one I'm pretty sure you've heard of. Barbera. Those three are the varietals that are blended together. to make this red wine, I think, very, very tasty, and to go along with the food that the chef has put together. I like this. Now, the third food that goes with this wine is a combination of tuna tartare. Everybody knows what tartare is. That's kind of like uncooked or fresh, okay? With a porcini cream and a little bit of preserved lemon. Sounds awful good to me with this red wine that we're about to get here. And on the other hand, there's a little grilled beef with a ciabatta and a little bit of truffle oil on the ciabatta bread. How bad can that be? So, the third wine is beautiful. It is an Italian red, Negro Amaro, Nero di Ovolo, and Barbera, all three together blended. And let me just tell you what the tastes are. So when you get this put in your glass, make sure you pick up your glass and swirl it for about 8 or 10 seconds around the bowl so that you can get the wine up the side of the glass, and then stick your nose right down in the glass and take a whiff. That's how you can decide whether you like wine or not. And believe me, you don't have to taste wine to say you're going to like it or not like it. You can tell pretty much ahead of time just by the nose, because frankly, that's where 80% of your tasting comes from, is from your nose and not from your tongue, which everybody thinks. But we have little black cherries, a little bit of nutmeg, some cinnamon, some cured meat concepts, some vanilla. And of course, you know, if you've been to the show before or listened to us at all, that vanilla comes from only one thing, and that is the barrels that the wine is aged in. Vanilla does not come from wine per se or grapes at all. It comes from the oak barrels that it's aged in. That's where the vanilla flavor comes from. A little bit of evergreen, which is kind of unusual for this particular wine. Fig, which is one of my favorite things. And a little bit of blueberry, some oak, a little vanilla. And this one has, I think, a luxurious, long, lingering finish. So when you taste it, make sure that when you swallow it, you kind of hold on for a second and pay attention. You're going to be able to taste it for a little bit of time after you've swallowed it. And that's a sign to me of really good wine. Retails for about $20 also. All three wines this evening are that. All three wines, again, are from a winery known as Locations, something you've probably not heard of before. And this percentage of alcohol, which I think is very important, is something that you should know that's with this third wine, is only 14.5%. So it's all three wines are very food-friendly, the second wine being at 15%, which is the highest alcohol that we had this evening in our wine, but still a food-friendly percentage. And I think all the foods have worked out really well. This grilled beef with ciabatta and truffle oil, I think you're going to love it when it comes. It'll be out here in just a moment, along with a little bit of tuna tartare. Oh, darn. Fresh tuna tartare with a nice wine. How bad can life be? If you know what I'm saying. So $20 for a bottle of wine. Very, very good. Locations, Locations, Locations is the name of the winery, and it's on the bottle. One of the unique things about Locations, not only is the varietal comes from, each bottle comes from a different country, the first one being Spanish, the second one being French, and the third one being Italian, but each one of those comes with a combination of varietals from that country, not from one particular location. That's something that wineries don't normally do at all. And that's one thing that Locations is really making strives to get people to understand about the taste and flavor of wines from a different country. Not just a particular varietal in one region, but from that country. And that's what I think is a very good thing. So look for Locations in your store, your retail store. And also, in this case, the Spanish red wine, that was the first one we had, that has a on the label, it has a big E. I don't know what the E stands for.
Espanol.
Okay, that's a good idea. And the second wine that we had, which is the French red, has a big F. That tells you probably French. Okay, that's okay. We making sense out of that one. And then the third one that we're tasting as we speak has a big I. I being Italian. Italia. And I think that you're going to find that all three of these are very, very tasty on their own. I know you're just getting the third one as we speak, but all the flavors, even though they're blended wines, all the flavors are really full-bodied. They're not sharp in any negative way whatsoever. They all retail for the same price per bottle, which I think is very, very friendly, and that is $20 a bottle. And out of the three wines, we had two of them that were 14.5% alcohol, one of them at 15. So they're all food friendly. And boy, the food here has been very, very nice. And it'll be coming out here shortly for the third one, because I think you're going to really like that. And that is the grilled beef with ciabatta, etc. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Got to go to a break. We'll be back coast to coast right after these messages.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Seekers of luscious and appetizing gustatorial pursuits, indulge your fancies with steaks so absolutely yum-yum. Vegetarians have forsaken kale and Pilates and never look back. Fish specialties so fresh and delicious and chosen by King Neptune himself, and relish Columbo's Italian family specialties so delectable you'll be yelling out, bravo, bravo. And let's not forget Columbo's world famous meatballs, and you've got to try their breakfast pizza. Mmm! Oh, and jazz every night. Service that's friendly, not fawning, and at a price that'll keep you coming back. That's Columbo's, that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's Mangia.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, racebooks, sportsbooks, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a great time here at the Andres Bistro and Bar. And boy, let me tell you, the food and the wines paired very, very well tonight. And one of the reasons the food paired well is because the chef knows what the hell it is he's doing. And the good part is the chef not only finished the third pairing, but now he's able to come out and sit down for a couple minutes and talk with us. And, of course, we're talking about Chris Buehler. Chef Chris, thank you very much for coming out. Thanks for the good job you've done this evening.
You're all very welcome. Thank you.
Now, you've been with the company for a while. How long is that?
Quite a while. I've been with the company for about 12 years now.
Oh, wow. That's good. So you're getting used to it.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Tell me a little bit about some of the food that you like to prepare, if you have a choice, compared to what they tell you you have to put in a plate.
Well, luckily, being in the company for this long is I've developed a good relationship with Andre and learned from him in the past. So he's actually, for the past couple years, he's left a lot of it just up to me. He trusts what I do. So there's not too much I really get told to. Every now and then he does,
Let me tell you a real quick story about Andre Rashad and me. Way back in the 80s, when he first opened his 4th Street restaurant, he wanted to put a wine cellar in that restaurant, and at that time, he put in a wine cellar with a lot of wines,
right.
And nobody ever, you know, nobody in town were doing wines too much at that time. So I went down, and I wrote an article in the RJ, that's the local newspaper here in town, folks, about the wine cellar that he has there. We counted the wines that he had in that wine cellar. There was 3,832 wines. There wasn't a restaurant in southern Nevada that had anything close to 3,000-plus wines in it. So he had, for a small restaurant, I think it only seated about 60 or 70 people.
Yep.
He had so many wines. That's a beautiful thing. He's a terrific guy. He loves the lake here at Lake Las Vegas.
Yes, he does,
has his yacht out there. Yeah. But he's just a good, hard worker, and he has people that work for him that do great. This is an example right here with Chris. So the concept that you came up with, when we gave you the information on the wines, did you have any problem at all pairing, or did you just kind of did it automatically?
Well, just personally, I like to kind of attack it myself first, and then I actually throw all my ideas to our wine director, Patrick, and then he kind of gives me his feedback of, you know, if it's going to pair well. So like I said, it's not something I always get to do in my job, so it's really enjoyable to try to
It's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because I obviously can't taste the wine beforehand, so it's, you know, just kind of going off, you know, of experience and all those characteristics that you described for me. So
right,
yeah.
So how many people do you have working with you here at this restaurant?
In total, with the front of the house staff, we have about 20.
What?
So in the kitchen right now, there's actually only 4 of us.
That's great. Right. Well, and you're doing all that work?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I don't know if you can tell the sweat, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that you have no idea, folks, unless you've been in the kitchen at a restaurant that's busy, of how much work goes in to making a dish that you just kind of take for granted that comes out on a plate, you know. But it's how it looks on the plate, how it tastes, how long it's been cooked or not cooked, whatever the case may be, is something that the kitchen has to worry about each and every one. There's usually somebody that kind of specializes in the salads and so on and so forth. There's somebody else that kind of specializes in the grill for steaks and chops and all that sort of thing. And there's combinations that are really interesting. And I have to tell you that Chris Buehler does a beautiful job here at Andre's.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I want to thank you for listening to Wine Sujour here at Andre's Bistro and Bar, and I'm always looking for more listeners. And if you're interested in the food and wine, tell your friend to listen to us as well. Wine Sujour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time at the same station that you're listening to us currently. We're always looking for more people, so pass the word. If you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to my personal website, leskincaid.com. And I want to thank my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. And remember that alcohol is a beverage made from grapes, generally is fermented without an additional of sugar or acids or enzymes or water or other nutrients.